Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome. Grace greetings. It's the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the 19th verse of Acts chapter 14. Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up and went into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. The Jews of Antioch have been a thorn in Paul's side since the latter portion of the 11th chapter up into the 12th chapter. Paul's been preaching in Antioch now since the 13th chapter. Actually, he did in the 13th chapter. Then he goes to Iconium in the 14th chapter. And he's been dealing mostly with Gentiles. We're starting to see the gospel released from Paul to the Gentile people in the 13th chapter and the 14th chapter. Specifically, the idol-worshipping group in Iconium, in which they thought that Paul was, or in Lystra, whether, where they thought that Paul and Barnabas were Zeus and Hermes. So now the Jews come in. This section of Jewish leaders that have been offended by Paul's turning on them for quite some time now. And what I mean by that, if I'm not making myself clear, is Paul was one of them who was out really trying to stop the way that those Christians, and now has turned and joined them and has become their leading advocate. So the Jews come down and persuade the multitudes. This is the same multitudes that wanted to offer sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas, but have now been persuaded that Paul and Barnabas are crazy. And they take them out in the street and they stone Paul. We don't see Barnabas in quite the same light here. It tells us that Paul must be the vocal one. He must be the real preacher. I don't think we should assume anything bad about Barnabas because he's still with Paul at the Jerusalem Council in Acts 15, so there's not been some sort of abandonment. However, those that are following Paul and Barnabas gather around Paul. We assume they gather around him and pray for him. He gets up and goes into the city. So the beating that he sustained in verse 19, they suppose he's dead, but in verse 20, he's fine. And here's another supernatural moment in which Paul walks in supernatural healing, and there's not a lot of things I can say about this verse. If you don't believe it, you don't believe it. Then you don't believe in the power of God to raise someone up. This is a man who, stoning is a vicious way to die. We're not talking about they knocked him down with a rock and then left him. They throw rocks at your head until your skull bursts open. This would have been a gory scene. And Paul gets up and goes into town and he's fine. This isn't just he's raised up. This is an absolute miraculous restoration. And if you believe this, and I choose to believe it to be true, there could have been no greater symbol or word given to the detractors of Paul that you are dealing with a unique individual. You are dealing with something and someone special. And the power that will follow Paul's ministry now, and what I mean by that is the book of Acts is going to turn almost primarily to the Apostle Paul, it's unparalleled. It's why we put such an amazing emphasis on the things Paul wrote. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Have you ever wondered why did Paul's stuff get placed in the canon at a greater volume than others? Well, maybe he wrote more, but it's because he was the central figure after Christ in Christianity. It was his message of Jesus that became the message of Jesus, and I believe approved by the Holy Spirit. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.